Alan Bell from sportsline.com joins us now, as he does every week. AB, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And let me say this. I'm interested now in these Auburn pizza parties I've been hearing about.
Oh, if you missed the show yesterday, yes.
Yeah, Dawn used to have
Coca-Colas. Coca-Colas.
Dawn used to have parties, Alan, back at Auburn. Pizza and Coke. You know, pizza and Coke parties. Yeah.
Cool. Oh my gosh.
That's what you said.
I know that is what I said, because y'all got to get your mind out of the gutters.
What gutter?
I mean, I'm just listening to what you say.
Coca-Cola, AB.
It was mainly based on the amount of people that she was talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don, you wrangle the boys up over there. You got them.
Yeah.
At Alabell247 on Twitter, sportsline.com, the website. AB, Tennessee, the quickest to $1 billion in sports gambling.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, took 6 months. And here's the tremendous part, too. Think about this. The state of Tennessee only got the tail end of the NFL and college football season. Like, these numbers aren't going away. And what we're going to see, you know, in August, September, they're going to be monster numbers. So, I mean, great for the state of Tennessee. They're getting a good revenue back as well. Plus, bettors in the state of Tennessee are proving to be very, very knowledgeable. Just an awesome deal all around.
I love it. I had a ball with it. I'm glad to be added into that, Alan Bell. Now the Preds are in the playoffs. They beat Carolina handedly, foreshadowing to the playoff matchup against these two. Should Slay go all in? That's what I'm asking.
You know what? I'll say this. I love the way that this team is playing. Now, The hard part is that it's up and down in terms of, straight up and winning, each individual game. But I think that this team really did take a turn about a month and a half ago, and the locker room seems to be much better than what we saw before. So, yeah, I mean, them getting the win, especially with how it went down for Pekka, I think that was a monster night for them, and I think it's just something that this locker room can believe in. So I can't wait to see how it goes down. The Predators, they can win as many games as they want. They just got to go out and do it.
Well, and here's the thing. Carolina is going to be a prohibitive favorite in this series, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
So how much do odds change game to game? Like, if the Preds take game one, how much do odds change?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're looking at a futures bet, right, like, not too much terribly, game to game. If they win a series, obviously that's going to have, a big impact on it. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, it's just going to come down to, you look at the available bets, a puck line. If you're an underdog, you're going to be plus 1.5. And then if you're the favorite, you're going to be on a money line type bet. So, I mean, it's just going to come down to how do they look coming out the first game, and then Vegas adjusts based on, who's home, who's away, et cetera, things like that. So there could be big changes. You probably won't notice too terribly much unless you pay attention to the money line numbers, and then you'll see it immediately.
Well, it's interesting because you can go back to the Stanley Cup run, and you can find a Preds team that came in as the 8 seed, taking on the 1 seed Chicago, and sweep, baby. Mm-hmm.
It was still a different feel than...
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, that's the thing with NHL. In Major League Baseball, we see it, too, is that if a team comes in hot and they win a series right out of the gate, look out, man, because, these teams, I mean, we've seen, look how close Stanley Cup playoffs are and have been for years now. There's not a big difference between 1 and 8. You know what I mean? Like, you start out hot, gain some momentum, buddy, look out.
Alan Bell with us, at AlanBell247. In terms of the NHL, Carolina still trying to get the President's Cup. I haven't even looked yet today. I should have before I ask this question. But who are we looking at President's Cup? And the reason why I ask that is because that's a death nail in trying to win a Stanley Cup, is winning the President's Cup.
Yeah, it really is, and unfortunately I don't have it in front of me, but, I mean, you're exactly right. Like, it's kind of like the Masters, in terms of, whoever wins, the par 3 on Wednesday. It really is a death knell. So, yeah, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's one of those things where you kind of don't want to win it. You just want to come in, get hot, and go. So, again, I mean, that could be another, kind of feather in the Predators' cap, which would be quite nice.
Yeah, Vegas and Carolina tied. Vegas has one more game. So, there you go.
There you go.
Preakness coming up. We've got a horse that's got, a drug problem, I guess. But he's going to be allowed to run. What do you think about the Preakness?
Man, here's the thing. Like, I'm glad that the horse is going to be in it, because here, you know, we all want to watch a Triple Crown, you know, type opportunity. Obviously, there would be massive implications if, you know, the Medina Spirit did end up pulling off all three. But, you know, this is a sport that for years now has kind of been on the decline, and there's just been some dirty things that go on. And I hate it. You want every sport, you know, to kind of be, you know, at its maximum. And it's a lot of fun, you know, to watch them. So we've got the Preakness coming up Saturday. Medina Spirit is the favorite at 9-5, and a pretty prohibitive favorite at that. So anybody that watched the Kentucky Derby, that bet on it, pay attention Saturday. There could be some absolute fireworks.
How much run is the NBA getting? As we get close to the playoffs, we're getting some solidified situations, like the Grizz are in the play-in tournament. What does sports gambling look like with regard to the NBA?
The NBA is a monster in terms of sports gambling, because here's the thing, you know, not only are people betting on the games, but the prop bets, especially player props, are massive, massive, massive numbers. And you get a lot of people who, you know, kind of watch the NBA in terms of like a social type thing, right? That don't really have, you know, a massive team. They're not like a, you know, like a Super Titans fan like you find here, right, or a Vols fan or whoever. But they don't just watch the games and talk, you know, on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever. And they'll play bets. And it is a massive, massive market in terms of what you're seeing right now, because they really don't have too terribly much of competition. NHL betting hasn't really picked up like people thought that it would. Major League Baseball, it's kind of here or there because you have so many games. So keep an eye on not only what you're going to see in the, you know, the available bets that come once the playoffs start next week, but watch the sports books that are here for anybody that does bet, because they are going to throw massive, massive, you know, odds boosts, opportunities, et cetera, things like that at you in terms of getting your attention. So if you do it, take advantage. It's going to be an excellent time to do that.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the NBA playoffs to start, because I will definitely be betting, and I will be depending on you, Alan Bell, to come through for me.
Do you do player props like, you know, Steph goes for 29.5?
I'm nervous of that. I'm more of the team guy bet, you know what I mean? Well, Alan, what do you think this play-in thing is going to do to the playoffs as far as betting? You know, how does that go?
I think it's going to be massive, right? Like, you look at any time that you've got a league that adds any type of games whatsoever, mm-hmm. It's massive, because you're adding an extra opportunity. Now you're adding it with juice on top of it. Look at the NFL. Like, the NFL, you know, for as many, you know, people think that, you know, it's kind of a conservative league in terms of, you know, not really changing a whole lot. Yeah, right. The NFL changes constantly. We look at 17th games been added, you know, an extra playoff team on each side, and it's done nothing but boost numbers, not only on TV, but sports betting as well. So it's a really good opportunity for fans that might just watch the NBA playoffs, don't really watch the regular season. You get kind of an initial taste. It's kind of like March Madness, you know, when you get those play-in games as well. So if you can add in big teams that are going to be playing in it, even more the better. I guarantee, watch the numbers, TV ratings, et cetera, when it comes out after those games. And you're going to see a big, big boost for the NBA.
At Alan Bell 247. For people that haven't been to sportsline.com, AB, what are they going to find?
Yep. So you're going to find not only an advanced computer system where we simulate 10,000 games, or each game 10,000 times, and rate those picks for you, but we've also got experts that are going to break down not only from the Preakness Live, we've got people who bet specifically only on teams like, say, the Green Bay Packers, the NFL as a whole, you name it. We've got all kinds of different experts going. So go to sportsline.com, whichever sport, game, anything that you're into, I guarantee that we have exactly what you're looking for.
I love it, AB. Hey, thanks for the hit, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.